I have to tell you, I'm feeling a lot of emotions today, especially now. You know, I'm an emotional person anyway. Guess I want to preach a Father's Day sermon. It's from the story of Noah, but what's on my mind right now is not just fathers, but it's our church. And how we see people that have needs. You also know me enough to know that my personality, I care deeply about kids. It's easy to love well-behaved kids. It's a lot more simple that way. It's a lot less inconvenient. Doesn't mess up our world too much. We can just kind of go on after we minister to them. But I don't know that that's really the target always that God calls the church to. You probably know what I'm thinking in part. Vacation Bible School. We have a lot of fun things to do and kids to take care of and have fun with and play with, and I love that. You know that part of me who know me. But I'm also thinking of some of those kids that have a lot of needs outside of Vacation Bible School. And how much of our energy and time we really do give to meet the needs of children who need it. There's a great responsibility to being a church. I guess on my mind right now, and certainly skipping through my notes and not where I thought I might be right now, but I just want to say to this church, God wants us to really be invested in caring for the needs of hurting people, including children who don't have a mom and a dad, or children that have a mom and dad but their home isn't as healthy as it could be, want to be. I'm thinking of our caravan program and how much work it is, how tiring it can be, how frustrating it can be at times. Kids don't do the things we wish they would. They don't shape up like we really would like them to. They really upset our world sometimes, our expectations. Some adults can handle that and some of us can't, you know. But I'm just reminded today of what pure religion is to God. Jump wherever it is to that slide of James chapter 1, verse 27. Would you do that, Crystal? And look at that with me for a minute or two this morning. Maybe ask God to do some commentary in your own thinking about this as you read it and think about it. James gives us two categories there, two important categories. the orphans and the widows, both of which sometimes are descriptive of people that feel alone or are alone or maybe hurting. I guess the point is that I feel today is, do we see people that are hurting like God wants us to? Do we have the time and take the time to care deeply about children that need to be cared for, even when it might not be so convenient and easy to? This to me is one of the most important truths in the Bible. This is how it says, James describes that God sees who we are and what we are. So I say to you, church family, fathers too, of course, but all of us fit into this verse, whether we're dads or moms or single or whatever, we all fall into what God says here to us. How do we see? How do we look after? What priorities are in our lives that reflect a heart that says, I'm willing to invest who I am in people that are hurting, in people that mess up my schedule sometimes, in people whose needs are different than my needs? So that's on my mind this morning, and I just got to that, my heart. We have a lot of kids in the ministry of this church that fall into that category. A lot of them, like I said, may not have a dad at home. Some don't have moms at home. Some have moms and dads, but maybe they're in a situation where it's not as healthy and quite where we wish it was and they wish it was. Some of you have come from those homes and you know some of those feelings and you know what it's been like to work through. I came across this slide this week and it got my attention, and on Monday when I worked on this sermon, kind of the first time I sat down and just tell you where I'm at. I'm challenged about my priorities. When I see little kids and they don't have some of the benefits that others of us have had or are going to have or might have had, and we're not all gifted to work with kids. We don't all have the same patience level. You know, part of that is how we're wired. But every single one of us are called to understand that verse and understand whatever it is that God gives us the ability to do and puts within our hands a gift to do, and the time that we have, God calls us to care and look after the needs of the orphans and the widows. Maybe God can help us to know how. I know that most of us here today would say, that's what I want to do. I want to be used of God and I want to apply this to my life. And I know that. Most of you feel that way. But you don't always know how. And I understand that too. And you might not have the means to know. But I just challenge you to pray about that and be involved where you can. Open your eyes and see the need and take time to care for people. There are children in the ministry of this church who could really use a man to come alongside. Some of you that have worked in Caravan and other ministries of the church know what I'm talking about. Sometimes homes that are just painful and dysfunctional and have a lot of problems, and they just need some people to come alongside them and help them along, maybe sometimes as they with a little bit of brokenness and pain, they're making it through life, come alongside. Maybe God would open the door for you if you're willing to, in order to reach out to the needs of people in your life and mine. Please be praying for Bible school. Please be praying for children's camp, the beginning of August. Please be praying for our Wednesday night children's program. That's one side of it. Another side is our widows, and it's another side to think about. And please be praying for those that are lonely, those that have lost one, a loved one, and hurt deeply, and maybe don't always feel included, and sometimes just need to be encouraged too. I mean, there's all kinds of needs out there, but the question is on my heart and my mind this morning is, how well do we do in seeing the needs around us? Let me mention four things from Noah's story this morning that I believe that every child needs to hear. So this might be directed a little bit more toward dads and moms, but certainly toward all of us as we look at the needs of children around us. Briefly this morning, four things that every child needs to hear from somebody. God's first plan, of course, is for mom and dad, and that's the best plan. That's not always, doesn't always happen that way, and so we can fill in the gap. I think of the importance of filling in the gap, but I think of how every child needs to be seen and noticed, how there's a need within every child that somebody would see how important they are and value them and express that to them, how valuable they are. Children need for us to see them. Sometimes that means when we see kids running around or whatever, it'd be really good just to stop and say, "Hey, I notice you. Tell me your name. I'd like to know something about you." Children need to be noticed. They need to be seen. They need to know that somebody sees them and recognizes them and sees value in them. They need to feel that they've been seen. In Genesis chapter 7, we have a little picture of a mighty heavenly Father, a God the Father, who gives us some little pictures of how he related to Noah that I wanted to relate to us this morning. Chapter 7 verse says, "Then the Lord said to Noah." I noticed throughout the story we've been reading about Noah how God constantly saw Noah. First he saw Noah, and then he spoke to Noah. Your children need to hear your words. They need to hear your affirmation. They need to hear your time and attention and affection. They need to know that you're watching out for them. Your children, dads that are here today, need to be watched by you and seen by your loving eye. I notice in chapter 7, verse 1, it says, "Go into the ark," God said to Noah. So he saw Noah and he spoke to Noah. I notice this protective love of God watching out for Noah. Our children need to know that we are looking out for their needs and caring about whatever they're dealing with, whatever's they're happening and whatever they've experienced in their lives. They need to know that we're seeing them. They need to know that we're speaking to them. They need to know, they need to hear from us, our time and attention. They need to know that we're guiding them and walking alongside them. Children need to know that we're with them and our presence is with them. I think of the term that I heard just the other day and emphasized with someone and referring to the importance of presence. How important children need to know that we're with them. A lot of children in the ministry of this church that it really would be a great blessing to them to know that we as adults that are here in this church care deeply about them. We care about their character, about their values. We care about the self-esteem that comes in part and oftentimes comes from having that relationship with mom and dad and at home. As I said to our graduates last week, something like this, don't waste your life, but I say to our fathers on Father's Day, make sure that you see your children. Make sure they know that they know that you watch them with great love and affection. They need to know that you're watching them. They need to hear you. They need to hear your affection. They need to hear you say, "You have value to me." No matter who they are, no matter how different they are, and every child's different. Those of you that have had more than one, you have one kid, you know the second one's going to be different. Every child is special and unique to God, and dads, we need to remember that. Sometimes it can be, some kids are just seemingly more fun to be with, and maybe we might be attracted to one more than the other, and it's easier for us to relate, but remember how important every child is that you have, that they each one feel important and special and precious to you. Their self-esteem will often come from the love of the Father. I noticed that God saw Noah and God spoke to Noah and He guided him. Also notice in chapter 8, verse 1, something else that we read here in the story about Noah. It says in chapter 8, verse 1, but God remembered Noah. God remembered Noah. You know, no matter what was going on in Noah's life and through 100 years of building a boat, I mean, can you imagine that and wrestling with what it meant that God was going to wipe out everybody else and all the toil and work that he went through, and then they get on the boat and the rain and the storm and 150 days bobbing on the water, wondering what's going to happen. You know what it says? God remembered Noah. He never forgot where they were at. He was watching where they were. He cared deeply about them. I just want to remind you, fathers, how important it is to stay connected to your children's world. Stay connected to who they are and what they're going through and what they feel. You have great similarities for how it was when you grew up, but as we know, kids aren't all, not everything's the same today. The pressures are different. Dads, understand how important it is to remember your children, to recognize who they are, to understand their individuality. Understand that God made them in His image. You have a great responsibility and opportunity. When Noah was on that boat and the storm was raging, I imagine how intense it must have been and the work was hard, but God was there all the time. But God remembered Noah. Chapter 8, verse 1 says, and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark. I noticed two things about that. God remembered and God and the presence of God. Be with your children. There is no substitute for time. We know that. You've heard that probably many times, that children spell love, T-I-M-E. And I think that's how it is also in our church and in the ministry of children around us. It does take time. It does take effort. It takes our resources. It takes fixing things that get broken and cleaning up things that get spilled and windows that get smudged and sometimes it's a little loud, and sometimes there's all kinds of problems, but let me tell you something. They deserve our very, very, very best. There's no substitute for being with children and loving them. Chapter 9, verse 1 gives us a fourth picture of a loving father to me as I draw out of this story. The fourth thing that I want to say about God and Noah comes from chapter 9, verse 1. It says, then God blessed Noah. The blessing is so important. The blessing of God. The blessing of a father. How important it is that we bless our children. Our children feel like we cherish them and we're passing on to them something. We're passing on to them a torch. We're passing on our love and a hope and a future. And we're passing along something that is important for how they see themselves and how they see God and how they see the world. Ministry to children can be very challenging, especially to those that may not fit into the kind of the same picture as what we're used to and we deal with. But how important it is for us to love our children. Fathers, how important it is for you to give your children your approval, for them to know that you love them and you want them. How important it is for those little boys and those little girls that are in the ministry and scope of our church who may not feel that much at home, that we provide a time and a place that we can also show them a loving, loving father. They need to be loved. They need to be heard. They need to be seen. They need to be blessed. Would you stand as we pray? Lord God, today you know that my mind has kind of been jumping around, and especially in this second service, is in my heart has been maybe a call within and a call to our church, how we see children, how we see ministry to families, to hurting people, to healthy people. Lord God, help us to have wisdom and discernment. But God, may it be fueled by the kind of love that is described in James chapter 1 of what pure religion is. God, help us not to settle for a religion that's really so self-centered, and we care more about our own leisure time and our hunting and our fishing and our shopping and our crafts and whatever we do with our time, God. And we see people around us who need to be loved, but we don't take time and have time and give time. God, help us to know what real religion is. Help us, God, to know how to balance all the things that we feel and needs that we have and relationships in life. Help us, God, to have a love for people that's pleasing to an almighty God, I pray. I'm thankful for a God who saw Noah. He found favor in his eyes, and he saw him, and he listened to him, and he spoke to him, and he blessed him, and he remembered him. Help us to see how great you are, God. Help us to be the kind of dad you want us to be. Help us to know how to stand in the gap for children that might not have a dad at home or a mom at home, or maybe they just have a need to be loved and hear these things from someone else too. Pray for our school teachers. Pray for our youth workers. Pray for our children workers. Pray for our whole church, God, that we'd be involved as you call us to, I pray. I do thank you for the wonder of fatherhood and the joy that I have in being a father and a grandfather. God, we thank you for life. Help us to live it to the full in you, Father, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.